Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement for the program are pretty easy. You really ought to know them by now. First and foremost, if you want to interact with the program, you send me a text message. The number you send the text to is 33103. Start your message out with the word Mike or Michael. You can tell me anything or ask me anything. I'd like for you to go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. When you get to that website, you'll find several things. There's a tab that is how to listen. So if you're looking for a local affiliate, when they play the program, when they replay the program, whatever you need to do in terms of listening, you can listen there. Of course, you can always listen on the iHeartRadio app. And then you can find all the social media icons. So if you would like to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you can click on those and give me a follow. I would really appreciate a follow. And then last but not least, I'd like for you to subscribe, and I would appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. It's real simple. Whatever podcast app you use, search for this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, click on the little dots and hit subscribe, and now you will get all of the automatically downloaded to your podcast app. You'll get all 5 days of the weekday program and all 3 hours of the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of me. Isn't that fantastic? Wow. What more could you ask for? And we don't charge anything for it either. Although we might. I don't know. Maybe we will. Let's get started. Lincoln Riley. Oh, this is a horrible story. But there's news about it. Lincoln Riley is the 26-year-old. Oh, I'm sorry. She's not 26 years old. The illegal alien, Jose Ibarra, was 26 years old. She was a nursing student at Augusta University in Athens, Georgia. She was found dead back on February 22nd after a reported failure to return from a morning jog. Now, according to immigration authorities at Homeland Security, Ibarra unlawfully entered the United States in 2022 and has been convicted for other crimes. You know, whenever I hear these stories and these scumbags come into this country illegally and then they end up committing a crime, I'm really torn between sending that scumbag back to his country of origin or her country of origin, let's be fair here, or keeping him in prison. Because when they're in prison, they are being housed, fed, and clothed by the taxpayers. So we're now paying for the incarceration of someone who should not have been in this country illegally. You may not realize, but more often than not, once they get out on parole or they've served their time for whatever reason, they're not deported. Now, sometimes they are, but very rarely are they deported. So they come here illegally. They commit this horrific crime, like this murder of Lincoln Riley, whose skull was just bashed in. So if this guy is convicted, He'll go to prison in Georgia. We'll support him. He'll get released. Now, in this case, because it's such a high-profile case, he may get deported, but there's no guarantee of that. So the conundrum that I have in my head is, when they commit the crime, why don't we just take these same scumbags and just drop, make sure that everybody in their country knows, in this case, Venezuela, drop him back in Caracas and make sure that everybody in Caracas knows what he did. Of course, he may meet the same fate in the U.S. prison, but why are we paying for this? Or maybe as an alternative, serve your time, or at least a part of your time, and then we'll deport you. But by, regardless of the length of time or anything else, why aren't we deporting these scumbags? How did this happen in this country? Well, let me back up and tell you what happened on Thursday. Georgia House Republicans, now there's no guarantee this is going to pass, but they approved a bill that would require, that would mandate all police and sheriff departments to assist in the identification, arrest, and detention of illegal aliens for deportation. It's a House Bill 1105. It passed the Georgia House. Are you ready? You would think unanimously. No, it passed on a 97-74 vote. Who were the 74 that opposed it? And why? Even though, it did pass, 97-74, it will now go to the Georgia Senate for additional debate. If passed, and if signed into law, it will effectively make sanctuary cities and counties illegal in Georgia. We need more action like this. But that tells you also why the vote was 97-74. 74 people don't want sanctuary cities to be illegal in Georgia. But it would do something else, too. If it passes and makes it to Governor Kemp's desk, it will introduce new directives for jail officials about their interaction with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to verify an individual's immigration status. And sheriffs who fail to check immigration status could be charged themselves with a misdemeanor under the new law. And state funding would be denied to prisons and sheriffs who are not in compliance. The city of Athens, all of its surrounding county, are alleged, although I don't think there's much question about it, to be sanctuary jurisdictions. Athens-Clark County Sheriff John Williams campaigned on an explicit promise to refuse to cooperate with ICE. I want you to think about that for a moment. You wonder why the vote was 97-74? There are too many useful idiots in this country who think that sanctuary city status, sanctuary state status, sanctuary county status, sanctuary doghouse status, whatever, sanctuary status, fill in the blank. Well, that's American values. Well, that's what we should be doing. No, it's not. I'm pro-immigration. I actually think this country needs immigration in a lawful, orderly process so that we know who's coming here. You know, it's commonly said that you can take a group of any profession, plumbers, electricians, lawyers, doctors, scientists, ditch diggers, concrete workers, oil and gas workers. Do we have any of those left in this country? Anybody still drilling for oil and gas? You can take any group of people, and 10% of them are usually bad apples. Now I want you to imagine 9 million people who are unvetted. We don't know why they're here. We don't know what they're doing here. We don't even necessarily know where they are. 9 million during the Biden administration. 10%? 900,000? Almost 1 million? Could be bad apples. And nobody cares. Kudos to the Georgia Republicans. And shame on every single one of those who advocate for sanctuary city status. Right? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go over and follow me on Twitter right now at Michael Brown USA.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
Kevin Cry doesn't know what California's governor will do. The governor presides over the planet's fifth largest economy. Huge issues. He has L.A., San Francisco, China to deal with. The last thing he's concerned about is Kevin Cry. This is Shasta County. Seriously, don't believe the appointment nonsense. Ignore the lie. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. So it's not just crime that illegal immigration is causing this country. There is a nationwide trend of rental costs actually declining a little bit. And in New York especially, not necessarily rentals, but commercial Class A office space is amazingly just going down the crapper. There is an office building that was being built, I think it was next to a Penn Station, not Grand Central, but Penn. It was being funded by a Canadian pension fund. This pension fund halted their funding. Construction by the builder was halted because they looked at the horizon and realized that, oh, we can't fill this space. Now, for those of you unfamiliar, Penn Station is the easiest way for people commuting to get into Midtown Manhattan. It's the easiest way for people even coming from out of state, if you're traveling by train, to get into the city. This office building would have been an ideal location for businesses that, you know, had a lot of commuters or had a lot of people coming in from out of state. This would have been an ideal location for them. They could have jumped on the train from D.C. or Philadelphia or Boston and made it right to that building, or even a train from LaGuardia, and they could have made it right into that building. But that building construction has been halted because post-COVID, Class A office space is virtually empty. But there's something else going on in New York that I think may have been a slight factor in deciding not to build this space. Because despite a nationwide trend of declining rental costs, New Yorkers themselves continue to wrestle with soaring rental costs because of the flood of illegal aliens into the city. Now that contrasts with the nationwide trend where year-over-year rent changes have either remained stable or actually declined for five consecutive months, primarily because of, and I can see it right around the studio where I'm sitting right now, a humongous increase in the creation of new rental units. Across the entire country, rents fell by about 0.7% this month compared to last year, but February saw an 18% surge in one-bedroom rentals in New York City, pushing the average price to a record peak of $4,200 a month. Even in Jersey City, right across the Hudson from Manhattan, the median cost of rent rose 5.4% to $3,100 a month. Now, that spike in housing costs, some New Yorkers are stunned because they actually expected just like, oh, office space is a dime a dozen. We kind of expect rents to fall as usual, as it typically does in the late fall and the winter. Well, despite historic trends, the cost of housing in New York has continued to increase and increase and increase. Huh, I wonder why. Well, I think exacerbating the housing crisis in New York City, around 200,000, maybe as many as a quarter of a million, illegal aliens have arrived in the New York City metro area via bus from the southern border over the past 18 months. The situation has ignited actual protests in Harlem, where locals recently discovered that New York was planning to convert a luxury building. Now, think about this. A luxury building. So if you're a Canadian pension firm and you're investing in a luxury office building, maybe you might want to think twice about, which they did, so they pulled their funding. The contractor stopped the construction because the locals in Harlem discovered that New York was planning to convert a luxury building into a shelter for all the booming number of illegal aliens. There's a consequence to this open border policy of this administration. And we see it every single day. It's not racist. It's not xenophobic. There's nothing wrong with demanding that immigration into this country be orderly and in a process that vets the people who are coming here. Otherwise, we'll end up with more Lake and Rileys. Otherwise, we'll end up with people that we have no clue what they're doing or why they're here. And in addition to that, that doesn't even talk about the cost associated with illegal immigration. Yet, somehow we just allow it to continue. If this isn't the number one issue, which I've always believed that kitchen table issues were the number one issue, but maybe illegal immigration actually is a kitchen table issue, because maybe people are beginning to understand the cost associated with illegal immigration, and that's why it's zooming to number one. I mean, the economy is still number two, but I think the two are intertwined. They're absolutely intertwined. Look at your local school district. You know, here in Denver, they're screaming and hollering like stuck pigs because of a lack of funding, because of all the increased illegal alien students that are now in the Denver public schools, and they're screaming, oh, we need help, we need help. Well, really? I've got help for you. Shut the border. Shut the state's borders. I mean, that's probably pretty radical. But unless and until you stop the source of the flooding will continue. It's pretty simple. You might be on the phone to the plumber, but at the same time you're on the phone to the plumber, you're cutting the water off to the house. Wherever the water's leaking, you're turning that faucet off while you're on the phone with the plumber. We're not doing either. Oh, we're screaming at the plumber, but he's not showing up because the plumber doesn't care. The plumber wants this. So for all of those in New York City, I say, well, sucks to be you, but you know what? Unless and until you do something, it's going to continue. And while that's going on, something else is going on. I briefly mentioned this on my program locally, either Thursday or yesterday, I forgot. But an investigative journalist by the name of Steve Baker was taken into custody. I think I talked about this on Thursday, because I was, or maybe it was Friday morning, and I wasn't sure whether he had actually turned himself in yet. But he has now. He's been taken into custody, Steve Baker, on Friday by the FBI for, quote, nonviolent misdemeanors related to reporting about January 6th. What did he do that you got arrested for reporting? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. We're now arresting journalists in this country.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code LISTEN. Use code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Now, be curious. I may try to look at text in just a second. Why do you think Steve Baker would be arrested for reporting about January 6th? Doesn't that just, I know there are more details, but doesn't just the sound of that kind of offend you? That we're, you know, look, you may have a disdain for the reporters in the cabal. Steve Baker's not a reporter for the cabal. He's a reporter. I don't know whether he's still with the Blaze or not. I think he is still with the Blaze, Blaze Media. I just want you to think about that. Someone who is ostensibly an objective, albeit right-of-center reporter, is arrested for nonviolent misdemeanor charges related to his reporting about the January 6th Capitol riots. Wow. What a country, right? You've got everything going on, all the lawfare with Trump. You have all the lawfare going on with the J6 defendants. Now, let me say something about the January 6th defendants. I put them in different categories. And even though I put them in different categories, those who fall into one category, I think, are still being treated unfairly. But let me describe the two categories. There are those who, they're all presumed innocent. But there are those who were innocently caught up in a riot. I've personally been caught up in a riot. I think it was my very first trip to Moscow. And the World Cup was going on, and the Russians were in either the quarterfinals or the semifinals. I don't know which it was. But once we landed, I told my security detail, this is just something I do when I travel to foreign countries, in order to adjust as quickly as I can to the jet lag, or to overcome the jet lag, I stay awake and I keep moving. I do something. So we landed in Moscow. We got all of our bags moved to the hotel. And I told my security detail, let's go walk. This is my first time in Moscow. Let's go to Red Square. It's not far from, I think we were staying at a Marriott. But it's not far. I need the exercise. We've been flying all this time. Let's go walk. And so we start walking. We start walking down this gigantic thoroughfare. And, of course, I'm taking all the sights of Moscow. And we noticed that, there seemed to be more people walking against the flow of the pedestrians than there are with the flow of pedestrians. And it just gradually gets worse and worse. And then the more people that start coming toward us, the more we realize that, they seem to be drunk, which is not unusual for Muscovites, but nonetheless, a bunch of rowdy, drunk people all walking toward us. And then we start noticing cars actually going the wrong direction. And then we see smoke billowing somewhere down the road, off in the horizon somewhere, smoke billowing from a fire. And the crowds get so rowdy, so riotous and quite frankly dangerous, that even though we're going against the flow, my security detail takes me by both arms, and they pull me aside, and we walk perpendicular to this thoroughfare to get over to another side street, and we turn to go back toward the hotel and realize, they're over here too. So we immediately step into the first door that we see, and it turns out to be some sort of gift shop run by some Orthodox nuns. They speak no English, but they just show the security details, shows their credentials, and they lock the doors because they see what's going on outside too. And we wait inside. And we were, I don't remember how long we were there. It seems like we were there for maybe an hour, but at some point there's a knock on the door and it's somebody in a suit, and the nuns open the door. They speak in Russian, and then that person comes in, and it's the KGB person that had been following us. They've been standing outside. And the KGB agent says, it's now safe to go to your hotel. Follow us. We're going to take you to the hotel. And so these KGB people walk us back to the hotel. I often wonder what would have happened if I'd been there on my own. Where would I have hidden? Now think about you getting yourself in that same situation. But imagine yourself as being, I don't know, 65, 75 years old. Anytime you get caught up in a crowd moving like that, you end up flowing with the movement of the crowd. And you're on the grounds of the United States Capitol. Maybe it's your first visit to the nation's capital, and you're overwhelmed by the beauty of the capital. I mean, it is a gorgeous sight. And suddenly the crowd starts going inside, and now you're in the rotunda. You haven't done anything as far as you're concerned, you've done nothing wrong. In fact, you're taking pictures. You're looking up at the rotunda. I think there's that group of people. And I think that group of people have done nothing wrong. And I don't think they should have been prosecuted even for trespassing. They had no intent. They had no unlawful purpose. They had no mens rea, which is a Latin phrase, but they had no criminal intent. They just got caught up in the crowd. Then there's this other group who were there to riot and to break windows or to break open doors or whatever. And I think they should have been prosecuted for vandalism, for trespassing. But even that group of people, I do not believe with any sense, with any ounce otherwise in my body, that they should be languishing in a D.C. jail. Absent other, you know, some outstanding criminal record. What should have happened to them was they should have gotten whatever the minimum sentence was, time served, maybe a fine at the most, and they should have been released to go back home. But there are still January 6th defendants, as of Saturday, March 2, 2024, still languishing in a D.C. jail. And I think that is abhorrent for the principles of this country. And it's wrong. Back to back to Steve Baker. Baker announced on Tuesday that the FBI had actually signed an arrest warrant for his alleged January 6th crimes, and that he was ordered to self-surrender to the FBI in Dallas, Texas. So he turned himself in at 7 o'clock Friday morning. He was transported to the Dallas courthouse for a 10 a.m. hearing. He expressed concern about the process. He wrote online, quote, "My attorneys have also been assured by the government that this will be an in-and-out affair and that they have no intention of detaining me. But rather than issuing a simple order to appear, they seem to feel the need to give me a dose of the personal humiliation treatment." Now, this incident mirrors the arrest of other journalists who reported on January 6th, including David Medina, Owen Schroyer. According to a statement put out by Blaze Media, quote, "Steve Baker, our investigative journalist, has now been taken into FBI custody for his January 6th reporting. This is the latest development in the legal repercussions for journalists covering a controversial event. It's unacceptable. In the United States of America?" You know, we seem to somehow honor the bravery of journalists who get into the middle of a riot. You know, I can't get out of my head the picture of that stupid, I think it was MSNBC reporter, that was standing in the front of, I think in Wisconsin, during the George Floyd riots, of all these buildings burning behind him and talking about how it was a mostly peaceful protest. Well, we celebrate that reporter in the middle of a riot. He's reporting in the middle of the riot as buildings burn behind him. Why wasn't he arrested? Why wasn't he arrested for his reporting? See, there is a double standard. And now it's even getting to journalists. Do journalists sometimes commit crimes, and sometimes should journalists be arrested? Absolutely, for committing a crime. Is reporting on a riot a crime? I have yet to be able to find anywhere, and Blaze Media hasn't given us much information, but I have yet to find anywhere something that I could point to and say, aha, if proven true, that would be a crime, albeit a misdemeanor, and you ought to appear, I don't know, in a couple of weeks before a magistrate, and you plead no contest, and they put you on probation because you don't have a criminal record, and you come back in a year, and they dismiss the charges, and it's all over and done with. But oh no, because it's January 6th, we're A, going to call it an insurrection, and we're going to continue to harp on it, and harp on it, and harp on it, and now go after journalists. Gang, something awfully, awfully wrong with the FBI and the Department of Justice. Text the word Michael to 33103. What do you think's wrong? I've been buying gold as an investment and for protection of my assets for decades. And with volatility everywhere you look, I'm buying more gold right now. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or savings to a gold IRA tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Give them a call at 855-910-GOLD or better yet, go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. in Jefferson, state of mind.
Hey, welcome back to Begin with Michael Brown. Before we close out, I always like to say thanks to all of you who tune in. Be sure and download the podcast, send me text messages, follow me on X, and tell your friends about the program. Spread the word far and wide. Why? Don't hang up on me when I tell you the next story. Biden, the President of the United States, allegedly pondered out loud how young people could make love at the beginning of his presidency. This occurred, and this is all reported in the Washington Post. In the early months of his presidency, as the pandemic kind of dragged on with all those stifling restrictions, apparently the president delivered a favorite monologue to his aides. He was worried about young people's mental health. High school seniors were missing prom. They were missing graduation. He wanted to know how college students were going on dates. But specifically, Biden wondered how young people could make love under the circumstances, according to two aides who heard the president use that phrase multiple times during his first year in office. Now, I'm just telling you what the Washington Post says. But apparently his fixation on loneliness among young people grew out of his near daily conversations with his grandkids. Yes, he is, I guess, a good grandfather. But apparently he brought those concerns to the Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, who had written a book about loneliness and had been encouraging the president to prioritize loneliness as an issue. I don't know about you, but I think of all the issues in the world that the President of the United States of America, that the Commander-in-Chief ought to be focusing on, I don't think loneliness is one of those. I don't think how young people make love during a pandemic should be one of those either. In fact, I find it kind of creepy, to be honest with you. I find it very creepy, actually, to think that the President of the United States of America is asking his aides, and in particular the Surgeon General, hey, I'm curious about something. Kids are out of school. They can't go to prom. We apparently don't let them go to Starbucks. So how are they making love? How are they doing it? How are they doing it? Last May, the Post says, Murthy, the Surgeon General, released a national strategy to advance social connection, accompanied by guidance calling attention to the public health crisis of loneliness, isolation, and lack of connection in our country. Maybe or maybe not that's an appropriate issue for the Surgeon General to focus on. I tend to think not. I tend to think of the Surgeon General focusing on, I don't know, broader issues, greater, more important health issues. I think in the context, though, of Biden, who has this really kind of long history of weird and inappropriate behavior around kids, even his own, from his daughter Ashley's diary where she alleges inappropriate showers with her father Joe at a kind of young age and an inappropriate age, to his public behavior around kids and his tendency to kiss his granddaughter on the lips in public. I don't know, Biden is just kind of long believed to be, you know, they actually refer to him as Pedo Peter. I'm not making that up. That's referred to in Hunter Biden's laptop correspondence. And then the National Politico, I think, revealed that Joe Biden's private email account was actually listed as Peter Henderson in correspondence with Hunter Biden himself. I'm dumbfounded by this. Asking for advice on how young people make love during the pandemic after talking to his grandkids? What were you talking to your grandkids about? I don't think once have I ever talked, even to my now almost 20-something old grandson, have I've left that to his parents, but never has he even brought up to me anything. Hey, Grandpa, I need to talk to you about sex. Now I would gladly talk to him if he raised the subject with me. And I don't know that I would be very comfortable raising the subject to him without some sort of entreaty that says, "Hey, I really want to ask you a question about something." But forget all of that. And instead, I want you to think about just the idea that the President of the United States of America is concerned about this. Even funnier is how the Washington Post reports it. In a subheadline about how Biden leads, is this headline: the private chats and chance encounters that shape Joe Biden's thinking. After conversations with the grandchildren, fellow churchgoers, and Delaware neighbors, the president brings their worries to the Oval Office. As president of the United States, Biden, as any president, has access to practically unlimited information. You get the daily classified briefing from the world's most powerful intelligence apparatus that exists. He can mobilize the vast machinery of the entire U.S. government to deliver data on any specific topic he's interested in. He can convene meetings with world leaders, cabinet officials, experts in any field, and most presidents often do. But according to the Post, Biden relies on direct personal interaction for information. Catch-up chats with his children and his grandchildren. Oh, wait a minute. He talks to his children? Let's change that. Catch-up chats with his son, Hunter, and his grandchildren. He talks to his fellow parishioners after Mass. Exchanges with workers on his property in Wilmington, Delaware. Spontaneous calls to former colleagues in the Senate. The informal channels that Biden has is unlimited, as are the formal channels. But about how are kids making love? Yeah. I'm sorry. I find it creepy. Thanks for joining in. I'll see you next week. And don't forget, text the word Michael to 33103. I'll see you next weekend.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.